From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Legislation now in Congress could drastically change music industry economics. Right now, only songwriters are paid royalties when their work is broadcast on the radio. The musicians who play and sing those songs are not. Two bills moving through the House and Senate would change that by making radio broadcasters pay musicians royalties, too. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports on the response from one group of broadcasters.
You know how radio broadcasters feel about performance royalties? They hate them. They really, really hate them. So they're speaking up in Congress and on air.
This is Reality Radio.
Kathy Hughes is the legendary founder of Radio One, the country's biggest chain of black radio stations. For months, her stations have played her announcements against the performance rights bill. Hughes complains, on air, about all the work it would take to comply.
1,001, 1,002, 1,000... Oh, excuse me. I was just counting the number of times we played Whitney Houston's single, I Look to You, on our radio stations. If the performance tax is passed, all radio stations will have to count how many times a song is played each day and each week.
There's no escaping her.
That's Natalie Hopkinson. She's an editor for the popular online news blog, The Root, geared towards African Americans. She says just about anyone who listens to urban radio has heard Kathy Hughes' point of view.
Radio One holds more than half of the top 30 black radio markets. You know, they dominate.
What's your reality?
What's your reality?
What's your reality?
In an essay on The Root, Natalie Hopkinson wrote she resents Hughes' attempts to paint proposed financial regulations as a racial, gender, and social issue.
She's the little woman, you know, and she's going up against the big recording industry. Now you own 53 stations. This is a huge, huge multi-million dollar company that is still bringing in quite a bit of money.
NPR was unable to get Hughes to comment. But James Winston, who heads the National Association of Black-Owned Broadcasters, says his organization's members cannot be blamed for not wanting to pay royalties.
Our revenues have been steadily going down. We recognize we've got problems.
Across the industry, ad revenue has dropped 23% in the last year alone. Listeners are turning from radio to MP3 players, computers, and cell phones. Winston says there's a giant paradigm shift across the entire music industry, but radio is not trying to squeeze more money out of the record business.
Ms. Hughes didn't start the fight. It began with hearings in Congress where these older performers, most of whom happened to be African American, were brought forward to tell their tales of woe that their songs were being played and they weren't being compensated. Now, nobody asked, why weren't you adequately compensated by your record company for these records? Instead, everybody pointed the finger at the broadcasters and said, okay, you're the bad guys.
It's wrong to think in terms of good guys and bad guys, says Natalie Hopkinson. She doesn't want to see radio, and especially not black radio, making the same mistakes as the recording industry.
They're really just fighting over the scraps at this point. And I really think that Ms. Hughes' time would be better spent figuring out a new model and a way to evolve.
Chuck D has some ideas. He worked at a college radio station back when he founded Public Enemy in the 1980s. Chuck D says in order to survive, black radio should grow local talent.
I would love to see artists in Indianapolis and artists in Louisville be able to get played in their own town. I mean, so what if the artist can't get played in L.A. or New York? If they're coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma, they should be able to be played in that five-state radius.
But broadcasters would still have to pay those musicians royalties, as Chuck D says they should. He'd like to see people who own radio stations be a little less defensive about performance rights. It should be noted that NPR has expressed concerns about the bills to Congress. Chuck D says black broadcasters, like Kathy Hughes, are competing against much more powerful networks that lack a real connection to black communities.
In order for her to stay in business, she has to be able to keep her head above all those other corporations that probably don't give a daggone about the black community.
In the end, it's corporations that will largely profit from a change in collecting performance royalties from radio stations. 50% of the money will go to the rights holders, usually record labels, 45% to the stars who sing the songs, and 5% to the musicians who back them up. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.